fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 5th day of December, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We're going to have open lines this first hour. Take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Second hour, we'll have Leon Green and talk about all the different things we talk about with Leon. Prepper tip of the day, and we'll expand on this quite a bit since we have the time. I want to encourage you to stock up on food, water, medicine, and ammunition. Food, water, medicine, and ammunition. I have very serious concerns about the status of our republic right now and into the near future. And let's just take that and run with it and see where it goes. First of all, food. There's any number of ways you can store up food. Obviously, there's going to be some very foundational matters to consider. First of all, nutrition. If it fills you up without giving you nutrition, that's not long-term. That's going to have very serious adverse consequences. A couple of foundational things. Children under age 5 will literally starve before they'll eat undesirable, unfamiliar food. They will. If you're not a parent, you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you are a parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And older folks, and that seems to be a moving target, but older folks, well, maybe over 75 or 80 years old, there's no set age. They will do the same thing. They will go without eating rather than eat unfamiliar food. And the older they get, the more that I would say over 80 years old is where that starts kicking in with more sincerity. If you're just getting started in food storage, you've got a lot to learn. You really do. You've got a lot to learn. Now, human beings have stored food for many, many centuries without refrigeration, without vacuum packing, without canning. In fact, the whole story about how we came to use metal cans and canned food, it comes out of the Napoleonic Wars in Europe. Napoleon offered a cash prize for the person who came up with a better and more efficient way to canned food. And that the winner of that prize came up with basically the process we use now about 200 years ago for canning food with steel cans. It's still a very effective and efficient way to store food on one hand. On the other, most canned food, not all, but most canned food uses heat in the process, which is going to degrade the nutritional value of that food. Well, let's talk about how to store up the most amount of food for the least amount of money, because I know that's it's a major thing for many of you folks out there, and that would be bulk grains. Bulk grains. Corn, wheat, rice, barley, oats, spelt, if you can get your hands on it, and so forth. Now, there are some caveats. Most wheat you find, unless you can get your hands on organic wheat, is going to be GMO. Most corn is going to be GMO. Notice I didn't mention soy or soybeans. I don't believe human beings should consume soy products unless they've been fermented, quite frankly, from my knowledge, what I've learned. There is the Church of Latter-day Saints has a nationwide number of stores. They call the Bishop's Storehouse. Typically, they're open to the public. You may have to call and make an appointment. You can look up the Bishop's Storehouse in your area on the internet, I'm sure. They sell bulk grains, 50-pound bags. Sometimes they also have the same grains packed in number 10 can. And a number 10 can is the size of a 3-pound coffee can, by the way. That's a standard size can for commercial and industrial use, a number 10 can for food storage. So what do? Well, let's say you've got a 50-pound bag of non-GMO wheat. There is a number of things you can do with it. You can vacuum pack it. That would be good. And let's keep in mind the following also, that all bulk grains all the time are going to have insect larvae in them. That's just a given. It's going to be there, insect larvae. Now, eliminating the oxygen will mean the larva, if they do hatch out, won't live because they need oxygen to live. That would be a good thing, wouldn't it? You can displace the oxygen with nitrogen. Nitrogen is a colorless, tasteless, odorless, neutral gas. It's not poisonous. In fact, most of what we breathe in every time we take a breath is nitrogen. Only about 16% is oxygen. So let's say you want to pack it in nitrogen. You can do it with food-grade 5-gallon buckets. The operative word here being food-grade, and I'll mention why in a moment. Food-grade 55-gallon steel drums. Once again, food-grade. They have to be food-grade. Let's talk about food-grade 5-gallon buckets. What separates food-grade from the other 5-gallon buckets is the lubricant used to remove the bucket from the mold that they're made in. Food-grade buckets, they use a food-grade lubricant in the manufacturing process so that when they need to have a lubricant to remove the finished bucket from the mold that it's molded in. I think it's injection molding. Don't quote me on that. But it's a molding process that requires a lubricant to release the finished bucket from the mold. And in the food grade buckets, they do in fact use a food grade lubricant. 55-gallon steel drums. There is such a thing as food grade 55-gallon drums. They have kind of a cream colored ceramic type of lining inside them. Now, if you're buying them used, this is critical. This is not optional, because if you fail to follow my instructions, you could end up poisoning yourself. I've bought these myself, 55-gallon drum that had chocolate syrup in it, for example, or maybe blueberry syrup. If you go to the place selling the barrels and they still have chocolate syrup inside it, there's a high likelihood it's never had anything else in it. Same thing with blueberry syrup. There's a high likelihood there's never been anything but blueberry syrup in it, which is easily washed out with warm soapy water, and a broom. Get it in there, slosh it around, maybe and pour that out, put some more warm soapy water in there, slosh it around, get all that residue out of there. Rinse it about 3 times. Be sure you do the same thing with the lid. The lid has to also be a food grade lid with a locking rim that goes around it. And then you're good to go. A 55-gallon drum will hold, depending on the grain, will hold about 350 and 400 pounds of grain. Depends on the grain. Some grains are denser than others. So let's say you want to pack the organic wheat in there. Here's what you do. You fill up the drum pretty close to the top, not all the way, and you make a depression in the middle of it. Scoop out with your hands, make a depression. Take a piece of aluminum foil, maybe 6 by 6 inches, 8 by 8 inches, the size really doesn't matter. And put a candle in there, one of these little candles that they use for warming up food. They're about an inch and a half in diameter and not terribly tall. You see them, people use them in their kitchens and dining rooms to keep a little plate warm for a buffet. Nitrogen, you need a tank of nitrogen from your local industrial supply house. It supplies industrial gases to industry. It'll be a tank about 4 feet tall, maybe 8 inches in diameter. You pay for the gas and rent the tank. You can buy the tank too if you want. That's your choice. You're going to need a regulator, a hose, and a 3 foot long copper tube on the end of the hose to get the gas down into the bottom. So you're all set up. You got the 55-gallon drum set up with the grain in it. You got a depression in the middle of the grain with a piece of aluminum foil. That's to catch the candle dripping, by the way. And you light the candle and you put the metal tube down into the 55-gallon barrel, all the way down to where it reaches the bottom. Then you turn on the gas, the nitrogen gas. When the candle goes out, then you know that 55-gallon drum is full of nitrogen gas. There's no way you can tell otherwise. You can't see the gas. You can't smell the gas. You can't taste the gas. Colorless, tasteless, odorless. Nitrogen is heavier than air. How about that? It's heavier than air. So when the candle goes out, remove the foil with the candle, put the lid on, seal it up, mark it properly with what's in the drum and the date that it was stored, and that's good to go for probably 30 plus years. The enemies of any food storage is heat and humidity. Of course, you also need to be aware of insects and mice and rats, of course, but heat, humidity, and vermin. Insects, mice, and rats. You need to keep away from heat. You need to keep it away from humidity. Of course, you need to protect the food from insects and mice and rats. A standard pallet used in industry, and there's lots of different sizes, but the standard one used most of the time is 4 feet by 4 feet. The standard drum is 2 feet in diameter. Therefore, you can get 4 drums on one pallet. That pallet with 4 drums on is going to be not quite 4 feet tall, pretty close, by 4 feet tall, give or take a little bit. So you can stack 4 of those drums on there, fill up that footprint of 4 by 4 feet, put another pallet on top of that, and put 4 more drums on that pallet. Now you've put in place there a lot of food. You multiply 300 pounds times 8, and that's approximately how many pounds of food you got there. Now, here, if you want to know how much food to store up for how many people, here's another rule of thumb. For healthy adult women and men, 900 pounds of dry grain per adult per year. Children, about 700 pounds per child per year. Teenagers, you figure about 1,200 pounds per teenager per year. Doesn't matter whether they're a boy or girl, you just store up that much. And the teenagers consume a lot of food. I know when I was in high school and involved in athletics, I was eating four meals a day. And I wasn't gaining any weight. It's kind of funny. My nutritional advice from my football coach over the summer between my junior and senior year, he says, John, drink lots of milkshakes. That was my nutritional advice. John, drink lots of milkshakes, which I did, but I didn't gain any weight. That's the way that was. The combination of beans and rice supplies pretty much all nutrition you need in terms of vitamins, minerals, essential amino acids, except vitamin C. It's a pretty complete diet there in terms of the nutrition that you need to stay alive. Granted, it would be a boring, boring diet to eat beans and rice three times a day. It would be, it wouldn't be fun. It would be boring, obviously. But it would keep you alive. And when you get south of the border down to Mexico and farther in countries farther south, you find large segments of their population consuming beans and rice and corn tortillas and wheat tortillas to a certain extent also. I hope I got that right. Rice, white rice, doesn't have a whole lot of nutrition, but does have nutrition. Brown rice has more nutrition, but doesn't store very well. The oils in the brown rice make it difficult to store brown rice more than a year. A year is really pushing the limit for brown rice. So that's the way, but storing bulk grains is the way to get the most food for the least amount of money. Now, other than the Bishop's Storehouse run by the Church of Latter-day Saints, there's another source, and that would be farmers supply businesses where the farmers go to get the feeds for their animals. Now, something very important you need to keep in mind if you're buying bulk grains from one of these places. That's the difference between feed that you feed animals and seed that you plant. Huge difference. The feed that they feed animals, which whether it's bulk corn or wheat or rice, whatever it is fit for human consumption, no problems. Seeds that they plant, that seed with an S as a Sierra, the seed meant for planting corn, wheat, rice, soybeans, is treated with chemicals, and you do not want to consume them. They're great for planting, which is what's meant to be used for. But the chemicals they treat the seeds with is something you really don't want to consume. It's toxic stuff, very toxic. Now, that's the low end. In terms of spending money, that's the low end. The high end, of course, is freeze-dried food. It's tasty. It's nutritious. It keeps for decades. I still have my first case of Mountain House freeze-dried food I bought when my daughter was born. I believe it was 1973 she was born. I still have it. It's pretty beat up. It's moved every time I've moved, and it's been through a lot. I've been through a lot, but I still have that first case of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 5th day of December. Talking about food, very important. Water is just as important, if not more so. You can go longer without eating than you can drinking water, quite frankly. Storing food is one thing. Long term, that doesn't work out too well. Long term, you need to be able to grow your own food. Now, we're not going to have a class and gardening today, but that's a whole subculture in and of itself, gardening. It's a skill that you never end your learning process. I'm not a gardener, don't pretend to be. When I'm in the presence of people who are gardeners, within moments they're exchanging hints and tips and ideas about gardening, what works, what doesn't work, what they had success with the previous season, what their hopes are for the new season, and so forth. Point being, you need to learn how to garden. And it's something that, to be successful, by the first year, you won't have very much production. Second year, a little more. By the third year, you might be able to provide half the food you need. And that would be pretty optimistic, quite frankly. There's other things that go along with gardening, of course. It's animal husbandry and related topics. There's a lot there. You're better off if you have non-GMO heritage garden seeds, quite frankly. They're the best. You'll get the best yields and do far better in the long run. Of course, the GMO seeds don't reproduce very well, if at all. And it's just stay away from the GMO seeds and get the heritage garden seeds. Water. When I lived in the city, I kept routinely about 175 to 200 gallons of water stored in proper storage containers on the premises. You're going to need at least 2 gallons per person per day. 1 gallon for consumption, for drinking and cooking, and another gallon for minimal, and I say minimal, minimal hygiene. 2 gallons per person per day. That adds up pretty quick. The more people you got, the more burdensome that becomes. Having a couple hundred gallons of water on hand, or even a couple of thousand, is really pretty short term. It really is. You'll go through that water much more quickly than you ever dreamed of. Doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, though. You should do it. You should, if you're in a situation, an urban, suburban area, where you're dependent on public water supply, you've got no choice but to store up as much water as you think you may need to get you through possibly 1 month. And it's not optional. The public water supply where I lived in Kirkwood, Missouri, had enough chlorine in it that I didn't need to add any more chlorine. It was perfectly fine with the amount of chlorine they had in there. And you're going to find that with many, if not most, public water supplies. The chlorine that they put into the water supply is more than enough to keep it from going bad. And I've tested it. I had water stored up, public water from Kirkwood, Missouri, stored up, and I would test it once a year. Just take out a teaspoon and look at it and smell it and then sample it. It tasted fine. It looked good. It smelled fine. So if it's going to store okay for a year, it's probably going to store for many years. Oxygen, you want to keep the air away from the water, and you don't want to expose it to extreme heat. It's not as sensitive as food is, but you don't want to expose your drinking water to high heat, especially if it's in plastic containers. Extreme cold, the same thing. In fact, according to my friend Professor McCanning, the extreme cold in plastic is even worse than the extreme heat in terms of leaching out the harmful chemicals in the plastic. Glass is better. Glass is far better. If you can store your drinking water in glass, you're far better off. It's not an option for most of us, but storing up water in plastic is obviously clearly better than no water at all. Get those barrels. 55-gallon barrels is a good way to do it. They're specially made for storing water, by the way. A waterbed bladder will store up a couple hundred gallons. And there are special bladders that go inside a bathtub that you can fill up with water also, as opposed to having the water open to the air. And, of course, many bathtubs, the mechanism that seals up the drain there doesn't fit all that tight, and over a period of 24 hours, that water would probably leak out anyway. So here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 5th day of December. Year's quickly winding down here. It'll be 2018 and just a little more than 3 weeks. How about that? My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. These past 11 months, we're into the 12th month now of you listeners. I couldn't possibly do this by myself. You listeners finding images of continents with new coastlines and TV shows and movies, a couple other places, but mostly TV shows and movies. It's fascinating. And let's just go through this list real quick. Now, originally, before this year, we had only one movie. One of you listeners found it 3 to 4 years ago, the 1973 Godfather film. So that's number one on the list. And these are not in order in terms of when they were released. Next, we go to the TV show Highway Patrol, 1957. Next is the movie Superman. Then we've got The Hunger Games. Next, A Beautiful Mind. Then Superman Returns. The next one, we're still trying to get a nice crystal clear sharp image, and we need help with this. The wildly popular TV show NCIS. You can see those images there, and we still need a nice sharp one. Then we go back to 1955 with Captain Midnight TV show. Then the movie Elysium. Then a TV show, Dancing with the Stars. a poster on an Austin, Texas restaurant, a Japanese restaurant. How about that? Then we go to Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas, then a movie from 1954, The Miami Story, a B-grade crime film. A magazine article from 1952, Look Magazine. Then we go on to Discovery Series, a TV show, August of this year, August 8th. That was a TV show about the FBI trying to find the Unabomber, by the way. Then we go to the TV show called Louisiana Flip and Move, broadcast just this past August. Then the Smithsonian Channel had a show there. Next we go to a 1997 movie called Contact. Then back to 1957, The Night the Earth Exploded. 1957 again, the 27th day. That's two movies and a TV show from 1957, by the way. And last but not least, a documentary about Scientology, where L. Ron Hubbard standing next to a globe, which clearly has no Florida on the south end of North America there. Okay, if you find one of these images on another TV show or movie, get that image to me. The screen capture, and as a thank you, you get your choice of any of my five DVDs, and it's a fun project. Let's move forward with it. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners. This is my home business. Every fall, we get behind on mattress pads that clogs up the whole system here. I do have a number of orders waiting. If you're waiting for your mattress pad and your energy cleaner, please be patient. I'm at the mercy of the factory distributor that I deal with, and they're behind because it's Christmas rush. But I will get these pads. I have the energy cleaners, and they will get out the door as soon as possible. The energy cleaner is a marvelous healing device. It's kind of funny how this is my eighth year of selling these things. About half my customers now are repeat customers. They're buying a gentleman I got a note from just last night. His adult daughter in college has his energy cleaner, so he's ordering another one. Other people are ordering them for siblings or parents or other adult children. One woman I got an email from, I talked to her on the phone. She originally had a twin-size mattress pad for the queen-size bed that she was using on her side of the bed. Then her husband started using it on his side of the bed. Then they started trying to share it in the middle. That wasn't working out too well. So now they're going to go ahead and get a queen-size pad. It's fun working with people and helping them get their lives back. Energy cleaner is only $285, shipping included, American zip codes. If you have arthritis pain, it will probably help. Joint pain, it will help there. Back pain, the same thing. Not getting a great night's sleep, yes, it will probably help you get a great night's sleep. If you're thinking about it and pondering it, keep this in mind. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. I stand behind what I sell on these energy cleaners, so you're risking nothing when you buy your energy cleaner. You can make your purchase of your energy cleaner and your mattress pad right there at my website. Scroll down to the right side to the energy cleaner logo, red, white, and blue, and you can read up on it and make your purchase using PayPal. PayPal's great. PayPal now takes payments, by the way. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. I also, of course, take MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Diners Club. You can mail me a check at my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Okay, we're talking about food, water, medicine, and ammunition. A couple of more things about water. Good quality gravity feed water filters. Now, I offer two versions for sale, Professor McCanny's, which are excellent, state of the art. And of course, the Berkey's. The Berkey's have been around for about a century. They're both high quality, and they both will be long term something you can use and get a lot of use out of. I would get two of them, quite frankly. Get two of the big capacity filters. Professor McCanny also has water storage tanks for sale. So if you go to my website, if you scroll down to the left side, you'll see Professor McCanny's water filters and water storage tanks. And you scroll down the right side, you could see the Berkeys. I recommend biggest you can afford, quite frankly. More likely you should have two large gravity feed filters for your base camp. And then you should also look at a portable filter for when you're out in the bush. The Katahdin, they're made in Sweden, by the way. Katahdin is a great water filter. There's some listed on my website under John Survival and Tactical Gear. I hope they're still, these are all Amazon items. I hope they're still current listings. Well, let's move on from there. Move on to medicine. This is a big issue for most people most of the time. Most of the adults in this country take one or more prescription medications. I think that's a pretty fair statement. And if you're involved in allopathic medicine, which most people are these days, you're probably, the older you get, the more prescription meds you consume. It's expensive and difficult, sometimes almost impossible, to get a long-term supply of some of these meds, especially if it's a psychotropic drug or painkiller, either one. These doctors are not going to put their medical license at risk by prescribing more than 30 days at a time. That's not going to happen. So just forget that idea. You may want to be looking at essential oils as an alternative. In fact, I think you should be looking at essential oils as an alternative. I am a doTERRA dealer. And if you want the doTERRA oils, just send me an email. I will send you my doTERRA website link. If you want the cannabis oil, that's something doTERRA doesn't offer. I'm also a Cannaway CBD dealer. And you can get that right there at my website also. Cannaway link is on the left side of my homepage. Right now, we have what appears to be the luxury of time. That may be a complete illusion. That could change in moments. This right now would be the time to do what it takes to wean yourself off these dangerous, expensive, hard-to-get prescription medications using alternatives. Essential oils are something you really need to be looking at in that regard. Regardless, store up, if you need a prescription medication to stay alive, you need to store up as much as you can. Some of these things, they're going to be difficult to substitute essential oils with. I understand that, but do what you can. In a nationwide grid down situation, there will be literally millions of people die because they no longer have access to the diabetic medication they need, the heart medication they need, the lung medication they need, whatever it might be, blood pressure. Tens of millions of Americans will die because they're cut off from their supply of medicine that they need. That's my reality. Medicine should be kept in a cool, dry place, away from sunlight. Not exposed to high humidity, not exposed to high heat. Cold typically won't hurt medicine, but there's no reason to expose medicine to extreme cold, such as freezing. There may be some benefit to some medications by freezing them, but I would do a little research before I froze any medication. Be sure it's secure and kept away from unauthorized use, especially if it's any kind of psychotropic or pain meds. That will have high value to criminals, as it does right now, psychotropic and pain medications. Moving on from there to ammunition. Can't have too much ammunition. Seriously, you can't. If you're new to the gun culture and this whole thing is kind of a mystery to you, well, I've been part of the gun culture since President Eisenhower was president in the 1950s when I got my first firearm and BB gun and all that as a boy. You can't have too much ammunition. Buying in bulk, buying in case lots is the most cost-effective thing you can do. Some of these stores, such as Bass Pro and others, will have sales on ammunition. Get on their list, their preferred customer list, email list, whatever it takes, so you can get notifications of sales. The best place online to find ammunition I found is a website. They don't sell anything, by the way. It's called Wiki Arms, WIKI, Whiskey India Kilo India, wikiarms.com. It's the website's basically a bulletin board for firearms and ammunition both. And the retailers selling the ammunition, they will list their ammunition for sale on there. And let's say you want 308. When you come to the 308 section, it starts out with the least expensive ammunition first. And you, as you scroll down, you get incrementally to more expensive ammunition. So you can have your choice and compare prices. And keep in mind the cost of shipping ammunition is heavy and expensive to ship, so the cost of shipping is certainly a big part of buying ammunition. As you get more comfortable and become better at understanding the gun culture and firearms ammunition, you'll learn what ammunition is more desirable, what ammunition is less desirable. There's going to be a lot of variation there. We don't have time to get into it right this moment. Ammunition should be kept in a cool, dark, low humidity location. Cool, dark, low humidity location. That's very secure. Cool, dark, low humidity, secure location. I think I said that enough times, didn't I? ammunition properly stored will last for decades, many, many decades. Ammunition from World War II that's been properly stored is still perfectly usable. No problem at all. And we're talking about ammunition that's 73, 75 years old. No problem at all. It has to be properly stored. Get the best quality ammunition that you can afford, quite frankly. Learning how to reload. We have our local preparedness group has a reloading class a week from Saturday. It will be Saturday the 16th. And we'll have one of our members who's a reloader set up all his equipment and give us a class in reloading. It's the precision marksmen, the men and women who compete in what's called bench rest shooting. They, almost all of them, there may be some exceptions, but almost all of them load their own ammunition, customizing the cartridge, the round, for their rifle, for the distance they want to shoot, for the competition they're competing in. The goal, and they do routinely reach this goal, it's got to the point with bench rest shooters, it gets down to they need almost a micrometer to tell who won the prize and who didn't. But their goal is to put all the bullets through one hole. And they routinely do that at 100 yards or more. Routinely. Now, I'm not a bench rest shooter, but I typically, with my precision rifle, I can shoot a dime. A dime is about a half inch in diameter. You put a dime on a dime-sized target 100 yards from me. Five out of five will hit somewhere on that dime. Might be right at the edge, but five out of five will hit somewhere on that dime. It won't necessarily be one hole, but it'd be pretty close to one hole. And I don't load my ammunition. I've got the equipment to do it, but I've never really taken the time to set it up and learn that technique, learn the whole process beyond studying it and reading about it. But I've got all the equipment to do it, and if at some future time I need to, I'll just set it up and start loading my own ammunition. But I would say for .22 rifles and pistols, I would buy two cases, 5,000 rounds per case, keep one case unopened and ready for use, and the other one to use for training purposes, training and hunting. And as that one case dwindles down, replace it so you never open that other case that you saved for long-term storage. Here's something to keep in mind when it comes to ammunition. All semi-auto firearms, rifles, shotguns, pistols, all semi-auto firearms are ammunition sensitive, with no exceptions. They're all ammunition sensitive. To believe otherwise is foolishness. Therefore, you need to test the ammunition you intend to use before you buy a full case of it. It would be a shame to do that and find you got the wrong stuff. Here's our break. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We could go to Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. I'll try to be quick. Can I back up the conversation a minute or two to med storage? There is a YouTube out there by Dr. Bones. His real name is Joe something. He's a OB-GYN and a surgeon on the AMA College of Surgeons. His wife, I think, is an obstetrics nurse. Nurse Amy, and they do a lot of prepper videos. and he was examining the subject of expiration dates in stored meds, and he had a couple of real fascinating things to say, because, of course, you know, if you're a prepper and if you've been trying to hang on to some fish antibiotics or something and it's 5 years old, you begin to wonder what you got. Well, he said that those expiration dates, those are set forth by the FDA, and in order to meet the guidelines, anything has to have 90%, anywhere between 90% and 110% of what it said it was in it when it was new. So FEMA started testing stuff using those guidelines, and they found that of the 14 common meds they tested, 12 of them that were 10 years old were still within the FDA guidelines. And then they found a pharmacy that had been closed down somewhere in Tennessee or something for like 40 years, and they tested the meds. They were still in the package, and virtually every one of those was still FDA viable. So if you're storing meds and it's past an expiration date, don't get excited, he said. And the other thing is, it doesn't mystically turn into poison. That's impossible. So it gets maybe weaker. You may have to take a little more, but it's nothing to worry about. Anyway, I'll let your other people get in here.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. We appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Next, we go to Sherry in South Carolina. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. I was just calling real quick to let you know, I work with a lot of lower-income people, and they tell me they can't put up food like you was talking about. So what I've told them is to go ahead and buy their things on sale and put it in the freezer for 2 weeks, and then take it out and let it be completely air dry before putting it in the container. If nothing else, put it in a 2 or 3 liter hot bottle after you clean it, and store it in a dry, dark place, dark, cool place, and it'll keep for up to a year. You can use rice, flour, grits, cereal, oats, spaghetti, macaronis, any dry pasta products, dry beans, pancake mix. You can buy the boxes of macaroni and cheese, and also the ramen noodles. You can buy those up. Any of those will work freezing it, and then so long as you take them out after 2 weeks and let them air dry completely, and then put them in the containers. They'll last up to a year if you keep them in a dark, dry, cool place. And that's what I've got some of them doing, and I've been doing it, and it does work.
Okay. And the freezing what's the purpose of the freezing, Sherry?
To kill anything that might be in them.
To kill the larva? Kill the insect larva?
Yeah,
and I thought that might be where you were going with that. That's great. That's good advice. Good advice there, Sherry.
That gets them started. I said, at least try that. You got a freezer. I said, put this stuff in the bottom of the freezer or side of the freezer for 2 weeks. And I said, and when you get it out and get it in these bottles or whatever container, make sure it's got a good tight fitting lid on it and that it's food grade, whatever you put it in, the container is. And I said, after that, put you some more in the freezer. I said, at least you'll have a little over a year's worth of anything if something does happen.
There you go. Sherry, thank you very
All
much.
Right.
We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Okay. We have a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.